What the CSI franchise is to network television these days, Black Mask was to newsstands roughly 80 years ago. Founded in 1920 by legendary curmudgeon H.L. Mencken and legendary drama critic George Dean Nathan, Black Mask became the gold standard of pulp detective magazines. Its secret? Black Mask paid more than other detective magazines for works by writers from the seminal Carol John Daly and Perry Mason creator Earl Stanley Gardner to legendary hard-boiled writers Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler. Thanks to the missus, I have a copy of the January 1937 edition of Black Mask, which at the time cost 15 cents, although it cost her considerably more. The magazine features a typically eye-popping front cover, along with an eye-wrenching array of ads including astrologers, taxidermy lessons, mail-order false teeth, and, not surprisingly, detective kits. It also features a Raymond Chandler story titled Try the Girl, which opens this way. The big guy wasn't any of my business. He never was, then or later, least of all then. He wasn't just big, he was a giant. He looked 7 feet high, and he wore the loudest clothes I ever saw on a really big man. On Central Avenue, not the quietest-dressed street in the world, he looked about as unobtrusive as a tarantula on a slice of angel food. Try the Girl, as it turned out, was a dry run for Chandler's finest novel, Farewell, My Lovely, published 3 years later. But Try the Girl has its own allure, such as this description of the desk clerk at the Hotel Sans Souci. He wore an ascot tie that had been tied about 1880, and the green stone in his stick pin was not quite as large as a trash barrel. His large, loose chin folded down on it gently, and his brown hands were soft, peaceful, and clean. After Try the Girl turned into Farewell, My Lovely, the novel turned into the film noir classic Murder, My Sweet, a title I doubt Chandler would have used at gunpoint. Regardless, here's Chandler's trademark detective, Philip Marlowe, after he's been sat down and coked up, trying to regain his equilibrium.
Okay, Marlowe, I said to myself, you're a tough guy. You've been sapped twice, choked, beaten silly with a gun, shot in the arm until you're as crazy as a couple of waltzing mice. Now let's see you do something really tough, like putting your pants on.
Of the three incarnations of this story, my favorite is the Black Mask version. Something about the feel and smell of the pulp magazine, so-called for the wood pulp paper on which they were printed, evokes an era when not only the line between right and wrong was brighter, but the writing was brighter as well. And simpler. Despite all the whiz-bang gizmos and gimcracks on the CSI shows, you still can't beat Chandler's classic advice about crime stories. When in doubt, he said, have a man come through the door with a gun in his hand. Works every time.